weekends with Visit Sunshine Coast, the Hot Weekender with Jade Harrison.
Hot 91's Hot Weekender. You're with Jade Harrison here, and I have the lovely Lisa from the Marucci Chamber of Commerce in here to talk all things Budrum. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great. Thanks, Jade.
That's good. Now, Budrum's a bit of a hidden gem in your eyes.
Oh, definitely. We just love where we're situated with the restaurant. We're so lucky with the Budrum Waterfalls. So the Serenity Falls gets quite busy on the weekend. It's a boardwalk and you can see the stream for the waterfall and walk around with the rocks and see the beautiful waterfalls, and you can also have a dip in there. I'm not sure if you're supposed to or not, but it's a beautiful
Everybody
area.
Does.
They do. We see plenty of blow-up flamingos go by.
Oh, that's funny. I've been there a few times. I haven't seen anyone with a blow-up flamingo, but there's a first time for everything. And, of course, so you're talking about, well, I call them Budrum Waterfalls, but I think, what are they? Have they got a real...
I think they've been given Serenity Falls as the name. I'm not sure if it's official or anything, but, yeah, it's definitely the spot to be. There is entry from the top and also from the base where we are on Harry's Lane. And you can take the walk straight through and go right up to the top and keep walking up to the main street of Budrum, or you can just do the little bit down the bottom, go up to the walk, see the waterfalls and the bridge, which is really pretty for lots of photos, and then come back and have a picnic or a lunch at Harry's if you like.
I know, and because you guys own Harry's Restaurant, so I was so excited to hear this, Lisa, because it's a bit of an institution, and having lived on the coast for so long, I feel like it's a hidden gem. People don't know about Harry's Restaurant unless you're a local, really. And so just to kind of give everyone the heads up on where we're talking, at the bottom there at Budrum Waterfalls where you park to start the walk, it's like a beautiful old Queenslander home that's been converted and overlooks a beautiful field. And it's always been a restaurant there.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. It's actually 140 years old this year. So we were planning on a big party, but that never eventuated.
COVID.
Yeah, we'll blame COVID. But no, it's been a beautiful place to work and certainly to do some office works out on the veranda before everyone comes in.
What a beautiful spot, right on Budrum Forest there.
Very lucky.
And I agree. Budrum Waterfalls, definitely put it on the list. If you haven't gone, it's a very real experience that you can get on the Sunshine Coast. Costs you nothing, just a bit of time, and good for the kids too. I wouldn't recommend probably anything under sort of a child maybe under the age of 3 or 4. But my son's 3 and a half and he can definitely do the walk, and they love the swim at the waterfall at the end, so make sure you pack their togs
gorgeous
as well. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jay.
No worries. And if you want to explore a little bit more of the coast, but maybe from 15,000 feet, you should totally enter our skydive competition. Thanks to Skydive Noosa. Just head to our website, hot91.com.au. You're with Jade on Hot Weekender.